Good morning. This is Rav Keith, Rav Kalman, and I'm dedicating this shiur for the Refuah Shlema of the whole world. So this little shiur, this little podcast, is about how to step into tefillah, into our Amidah, the central prayer, with the right mindset. So we have a beautiful gift of Rav Shimon Schwab, who gives us an awesome meditation, an awesome bunch of thoughts to prepare us for our tefillah. And the main idea is that the energy of starting up our Shmona Esrei, our Amidah, exactly parallels the Korban Olah. This week's Parsha, Parsha Tzav, we learned about the Olah completely giving ourselves up to God. And of course, Chazal teach us that the energy of Korbanot became the energy of Tefillah. They're both called Avodah. And so it's very, it makes a lot of sense that the halachot of korbanot, of sacrifices, would mimic the energy that's going into Amidah. So let's go through it real quick. So the first words we say before our Amidah, but it's kind of part of it, is Hashem Svatai Tiftach Ufi Agi Tilatecha. What that means is, Hashem, open up my lips and let my mouth declare your praise. And the Gemara asks, why are we saying this? It's not part of the Amidah that Anshe Knesset HaGdolah were metakin. It's David HaMelech's words. So the Gemara answers, it's Kitfila Arich Tadami. It's like a long prayer. In other words, it's part of the Shemona Esrei. Somehow, these six words are meant to prepare us properly for our Shemona Esrei. So what's it all about? So it goes like this. There were three parts of the sacrifice of the Korban Olah. Step one, Hefshet. Hefshet means to strip the animal of its skin. You need to do that. I know it's a little strange for a vegetarian like me, but we got to understand a korban, because learning about korbanot is like you're actually bringing a korban. So, we're stripping the korban. The second step is you cut it up, nituach, into different parts, little parts. And the third step is you offer it up, kalil lahashem, completely to God. So the first step in our Shmona Esrei is also hefshet. To strip. What does that mean, to strip? The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tzadik Ches writes that we have an obligation before we start davening to strip ourselves of all external thoughts. And like the men of in the fifth parak of Brachos, the Gemara talks about how there were these great men who would take an hour before davening to strip themselves, to do hefshet of all of their thoughts and just completely be in a state of dvekus for Hashem. Later it says an hour before, an hour during, an hour after. That's the great extent that they had. In any case, so these chasidim rishonim, who hayushoin shayachad, they would strip themselves, and then Shulchan Aruch says, we also, maybe we don't meditate for an hour, maybe that's what Psukei Dezimra is there to help us prepare and sing so that we are not distracted. If you've ever had a nice Kabbalat Shabbat, you're not distracted by the end of it. You're just in the state of Dvikut. So that's stripping ourselves of our physical thoughts and just realizing that we are a soul. Or as Rav Schwab puts it, imagine there's like a little clock, and it's not the clock that's making it tick, but there's something in the back, a little battery that's making everything go. So that's us. We look like a body if you look in the mirror, but the truth is we need to realize that we are a soul. On a related note, by the way, the Sfat Emet explains Hashem Sfatai Tiftach also to mean open up my borders, so that I'm not really a body, but that I am a soul. So they're both really saying the same thing in different ways. So Hashem, before we say the word Hashem Sfatai Tiftach, we take a breath and we realize we're not a body. And once we're not a body, our soul kind of calls out, Hashem Sfatai Tiftach, open up my lips. Because I'm not even a body, I can't open it up myself. I'm a soul. The second step we said was cutting up the korban, step two. So how do we cut up ourselves, nituach? That's called, as the Shulchan Aruch says, to go with before Hashem with hachna'a. That means humility. To think humbling thoughts. Specifically, what helps me is I'm using these lips as my tool to connect to Hashem, but these lips, I hope I get better, but you know, they've been used for stupid things, for foul things, for Lashon Hara, Chas V'Shalom. how am I supposed to use these same lips to connect to Hashem? So I think humbling thoughts. And I say, listen, Ufi Agiti Latecha, open up my mouth. I can't do it. It's not for me. It's to say praise before you. So we think some humbling thoughts. Don't get too down on yourself, but a little bit. Says the Shulchan Aruch, we need to think humbling thoughts. Who am I to stand before Hashem? This huge thing we can't even understand. And then finally, after you said Ufi Agiti Latecha, we think about Kalil Hashem, which means giving ourselves completely to Hashem, which corresponds to hislavus, enthusiasm. Think about a fire, giving your whole essence, giving all of your efforts, giving all of your energy towards serving Hashem and His beautiful world. And that's what we're supposed to think before we say the words, Baruch Atah Hashem. We're going like a fire offering and giving it to God. So the three stages of the Olah parallel the three thoughts that we're supposed to have in the Amidah. Again, let's just run through it quick. Before Hashem Tfatai Tiftach, we strip ourselves. We say Hashem Tfatai of our physicality. We say Hashem Tfatai Tiftach. We humble ourselves. We cut ourselves up. And finally, before Baruch Atah Hashem, we offer ourselves as a fire offering before God as we jump into our Shemona Esrei. I hope you found this as meaningful as I did. Rav Schwab's beautiful prayer, Rav Schwab on prayer, is in English and Hebrew. This can be found right before the Amidah. And I hope you enjoy these shirim, these podcasts. If you do, please let me know. Please continue to follow. And we will be continuing here at the Simcha Center to broadcast sweet, beautiful Torahs to make your day a little more Torah-filled. Keep in touch. Join our groups if you want to continue to hear more Torah and many different topics. Have a wonderful day and a refuah shleima for everyone who needs it.